This is the news in brief from the United Nations. Floods, droughts and other water-related hazards have increased because of climate change, the UN warned on Tuesday in an appeal for better management, monitoring and forecasting of the dangers. According to a new report from the World Meteorological Organization, WMO, and partner agencies, one in three people in the world has already been exposed to major water stress, and this number is expected to soar. Early warning systems are fragmented and inadequate, WMO said, adding that global climate finance efforts to improve the situation have been insufficient. In Geneva, WMO Secretary General Petteri Tallas told journalists that climate change has been responsible for the 7% increase in global humidity levels. This has fueled devastating rainfall, particularly across Asia.
Asia has been the continent which has been mostly exposed to both the deaths and the economic losses related to the flooding, and it's very much river flooding that we are talking about here.
Apart from extreme rainfall that has caused massive flooding in Japan, China, Indonesia, Nepal, Pakistan and India, displacing millions in the past year, wealthy nations in Europe have also been hit by catastrophic flooding, which led to hundreds of deaths and widespread damage in Germany, France and Belgium. In Africa, the lack of water continues to be a major cause of concern, WMO's Professor Tallas said, with more than 2 billion people living in water-stressed countries where there's a lack of access to safe drinking water and sanitation. In northern Mozambique, worrying reports have emerged that children as young as 5 have been shown how to handle weapons and indoctrinated to fight with insurgents. The warning on Tuesday from UN Children's Fund UNICEF came as aid access improved to previously inaccessible areas in Cabo Delgado province that were occupied by Al-Shabaab militia. When fighting broke out in March, humanitarian access to the district was completely blocked, and to tens of thousands of displaced people, including those who fled the coastal town of Palma. It was only very recently that UNICEF and partners managed to deliver hygiene kits, water purification tablets, food and shelter to the displaced population in Palma with the help of the Mozambican authorities. Here's the agency's spokesperson in Geneva, James Elder.
Unverified video material secured by armed forces in an abandoned training camp apparently shows abducted children, some as young as 5, handling weapons and being indoctrinated to fight. Other recent reports show young boys and girls who were abducted from their families and videos, and these are matching accounts that family members have told UNICEF and our partners. This unfortunately is leaving very little doubt that children are being forcibly recruited by this non-state armed group.
There have been so many storms in the Atlantic Ocean so far this year that the usual list of names given to them could well be exhausted, UN weather experts said on Tuesday. The development follows 2020's record-breaking hurricane season, which saw 30 named tropical storms, including 9 names from the Greek alphabet. The devastating storms Eta and Iota were among them. With 2 weeks remaining of the current storm season, Hurricane Sam has been churning away in the North Atlantic and causing big swells, but it is not really a threat to the land, according to the World Meteorological Organization, WMO. Relatively few storms have made landfall this season, with the exception of Hurricane Ida, the deadliest and most damaging of the year, and Hurricane Grace in mid-August that affected the Caribbean. Here's WMO spokesperson Claire Nullis.
The Atlantic season in 2021 has been so active that we are on the verge of exhausting the regular list. We've just got to Victor, who's now dissipated without ever becoming a threat. The final name on the list is Wanda, which at the moment shows no signs of forming. But, you know, we still have a few more weeks to the end of the hurricane season.
If new names are needed before this year's Atlantic storm season ends, Ms. Nullis explained that a WMO hurricane committee had decided that Greek letters should not be used, but rather a supplementary list. The first name on that list is Adria, Ms. Nullis explained. Daniel Johnson, UN News.